This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Ministry has said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure the interest of the downstreams state at the Brahmaputra, which are not harmed by the activities in upstream areas. Replying to the query on hydropower project, the Yarlung Tanspo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the lower riparian state has established user rights to the water of the river. New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. Replying to another query, the spokesperson said that they have seen announcement pertaining to the establishment of the two countries in Hotan Prefecture of China. Parts of the jurisdiction as so-called countries fall into the India's Union Territory of Ladakh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. They took the stock of progress made by the understandings reached during the state visit of the President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu to India in October last year and followed up on the issues that needed the further focus from both sides. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India catches in this bilateral ties with the Maldives and assured continued support of the Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy and the Vision Sagar. The foreign ministers of Maldives appreciated the timely emergency financial assistance extended by India to the Maldives in time of need and reflecting India's role as the first responder to Maldives. He affirmed that President Muizu and the government of Maldives' commitment to work closely with India in realizing the joint vision of the India-Maldives Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in New Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into a disaster during this decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit the AAP governor Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amount on luxurious facilities at the residence as chief minister. The Prime Minister said that he would have built a Sheesh Mahal for himself but prioritized housing for the poor. Mr. Modi stated that while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,500 rupees in Delhi, he said the AP has failed in providing the proper food, sewer and facilities in colonies. Outlining the vision in 2025, Mr. Modi emphasized it's a year for India to become the world's largest manufacturing hub, empowering the youth for startups and entrepreneurship. Mr. Modi inaugurated the 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over the keys to the gullible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in National Capital Region. Besides, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka built at around 300 crore rupees. Union Minister Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh will attend the celebration of the 40th Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi today. The Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, Secretary DSIR and the DG Council of the Scientific and Industrial Research will also attend the function. The highlight of the celebration would be the technology transfer between the CSIR and the Laghu Udyog Bharati. The DSIR Foundation Day will celebrate its role in advancing the industrial research and the innovation through various programs. These include recognizing in-house research and development centers, the Scientific Industrial Research Organization, and the public-funded institutions to strengthen the economic research. The government has said there is no cause of alarm in the country over the reports of the spread of HMPV, the human metapneumovirus in China. Talking to the reports, the Director General of Health Services, Atul Goyal, said that there are other respiratory viruses that causes flu-like symptoms, mostly in elders and in kids. He said that the country is fully prepared to deal with any kind of situation. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has met the chess champion Koneru Hampi and his family in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called her the sporting icon and the source of inspiration for the aspiring players. He said her intellect and determination are clearly visible. And that is the end of this news bulletin.